This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Masech Divamos, Daf Lamed. So Daf Lamed, we're going to have four Mishnayos that give different cases about three brothers. So the first Mishnah says like this. Shloisha Achen. If you have three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos. Two are married to two sisters. V'yachad Nasei Nachris. And one is married to a stranger, meaning to a woman who is not related at all. So two are married to two sisters, and one is married to a Stama woman. Meis Achad Mibalei Achayos. One of the brothers who are married to a sister die. V'kanas nasoi nachres. And the one who's married to the stranger, he married the sister. V'kanas nasoi nachres asishtei. So basically, the sister is becoming the tsara of the nachres. Umeis. And now the third brother dies. We'll call him Levi. Umeis. Harishayna yoitzu mishamachos isha. The first woman, meaning the one, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Shimon, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. And Levi is married to Shprinsa. And Shimon dies. And Levi does Yibam to Rachel. And Rachel is Shprinsa's Tzara. And then Levi dies. So Rachel becomes the Achos Isha of Reuven, and Oshni and the stranger Mishum Tsarasa. Asa ba Mamar Umeis. If Levi, instead of doing Yibum to Rachel, did Mimer to Rachel, Nachris Chaylatses Veloi Misyabemes. The stranger, so in other words, the woman who's not related to Reuven's wife, you do chalitza and you don't do yibam. You don't do yibam because midrabanan, she's tsaras achas isha. But you do chalitza because it's only midrabanan. Okay. Says the Gemara, Taima da avad ba maimar. Haloy avad ba maimar. Nachas yivume nami miyabma. The reason why you only do chalitza to the nachris is because Levi did mamar to the sister. Let's say he would not have done mamar to the sister. Nachris yivumi nami miyabma. When the nachris falls to Reuven, he would even do yibum. Wait a second. Why would he do yibum to this woman? L'chayra, he shouldn't do yibum to this woman. Shouldn't this woman be to him Tsaras Achais Zekukasai? What does that mean? Levi did Mamar. Okay, let's say Levi didn't do Mamar. The sister fell to Levi. She was Zakuk to Levi. In that case, Shprinsa was Tsaras Achais. Not Tsaras Achais Zekukasai, because the sister was not zakuk to Reuven, but you're the tsara of Achais Ishtai Bezika. No? How would you say it? This Shprinsa is the tsara of the... This Nachris is the tsara of the sister of your wife. How are we tsaras? But Levi was not married to Achos Ishto, but Achos Ishto was zakuk to him. Look at Rashi.
If you hold Yezika, then they are bound.
Bound to who? Bound to Levi? So in other words, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and Levi is married to a Nachris, and Shotzei Shimon dies, and Levi does nothing to Eshes Shemayin. The only thing is, she is Zakuk to Shemayin, and then Levi dies. So look at Rashi. Nachris Yivu Meiname Miyama. V'lay, I mean, we don't say Mishameis Bal HaAchayos. From when Shimon died, V'nafla L'Yibam, and she falls to Yibam, Huskaka L'Nasoy Nachris. She is Zakuk to the one who married the Nachris, Levadoi. She's only Zakuk to him, because she's not Zakuk to Ruvain, because Ruvain's married to her sister, the Abal Achayos Loi Ramya. V'nasis Zu Tsarasa Bezika, and this woman, the Nachris, becomes her Tsara in Zika. It's not Tsaras Achais Zekukasai, but rather it's Tsaras Achos Ishtai Bezika. Venasa Zu Tsarasa Bezika. Och Shemes, now when Levi dies, Teyasar Anachris Alanishar, the Nachris should be Aser to the remaining brother, Mishum Tsaras Achos Isha. In other words, the Nachris is the Tsara of the wife of your sister. It's only a Tsara of the wife of your sister through Zika. It's Tsaras Achos Ishtai Bezika. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Zoy Soy Meres, Ein Zika Vafilo Becharocha. From here we have a Raya that even when a woman falls to one brother alone, we hold Ein Zika. Does that make sense? It's a raya that ein zika afilu b'chada. Fine, says the Mishnah. Next case. So in this case, the Nachris was the steady wife, and the Achos Ishtai fell to Levi. And this next Mishnah is the exact same case with one little twist. Just one little detail flipped. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Him, Nesum, Shnei Achos, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven, Shimon, married to Rachel and Leah, two brothers married to two sisters, ve'echad nasoy nachris, and one is married to a stranger. Meis hanasoy nachris. The one married to a stranger dies. And ve'kanas echa mibalei achayos, let's say Shimon marries Shprinsa. So the Achos Ishtai is the steady wife, and Shprinsa becomes a tzara. Umeis, and now Shimon dies. Harishaina Yoitzis Mishamachas Isha, the first woman. Now, Rashi points out that Rishaina in the first Mishnah means the woman that fell the first time. Right? If you look in the first Mishnah, it says, Harishaina Yoitzis Mishamachas Isha, there it's going on. The Rishaina refers to the Achos Ishtai that fell to Levi. And now, in other words, in the first case, where you have three brothers, two married to two sisters, one married to a Nachris, and one of the Bali Achoyos died, and the one married to the stranger married the Achos Ishtai, and then he died. Their Rishaina refers to the wife's sister, and she's called Rishaina because she fell to Yibam first. In this case, we have three brothers, two married to two sisters, and one married to a stranger, and the one married to the stranger died. V'kanas echad mibali achayos es ishtai, and now Shimon married. And now Rishaina does not refer to the woman who fell the first time, but rather Rishaina refers to the first one who got married. She first married the brother. So she goes out, Mishum achayos isha, Ushniya Mishum Tsarasa, and the second one goes out because of a tsara. Asaba Maimar. If in this case, instead of Shimon marrying the tsara, instead of Shimon marrying Levi's wife, he did Maimar to her. Umeis, then Nachris Chaylatzes V'lei Mesyabem. So it's basically the exact same case. It's just in the first Mishnah, one of the brothers married to the sisters, one of the Bali Achoyos died first, and in the second Mishnah, the Nasoy to the Nachris died first. In other words, in the first Mishnah, the Nachris was the steady wife, and the Achos Isha came to make her Tsaras Achos Ishtai, and in the second Mishnah, the Achos Ishtai was the steady wife, the Erva was the steady wife, and the Tsara and the Nachris came to become her Tsara. Says Gemar HaSulam Lihainu Hach. Same exact thing. Mishnah A and Mishnah B are exactly the same. What difference does it make if the one married to the sister died, as in the first Mishnah, or the one married to the Nachris died? It's the exact same thing. In fact, the first Mishnah is a bigger Chiddush than the second Mishnah. Because the only difference, really, that we could differentiate between the two Mishnayos is in the Asaba Maimer case. Because in terms of Tsaras Erva, we know what difference does it make whether the Erva came and Aser the Tsara, or the Tsara came and became Aser by the Erva. But in the Maimer case, what difference does it make if, let's say, in Mishnah 1, in Mishnah 1, someone married to the sister died, and Levi did Maimer to the Achos Isha. And in Mishnah 2, Shimon did Maimer to the Nachris. What difference does it make? If anything, Mishnah 1 is a bigger chiddush than Mishnah 2, and once I have Mishnah 1, I don't need Mishnah 2. Because in Mishnah 1, Hashta, Umah Hasam, if in the first Mishnah over there, the Achos Isha Havat Sara Lenachris, where Levi was married to Shprinsa, Stama woman, and he brought in Achos Isha, he did Maimer to Achos Isha. Yet we say, Amrit Nachris Asura, we say, even though that the mutter woman was a steady woman, and you're bringing in from the outside the Achos Isha, she's going to aser the Nachris. Hacha, in the second case, the Nachris havit sara l'Achos Isha, that the Nachris came in and became the tsara of the Achos Isha, where the Achos Isha was a steady wife. So the Gemara feels there's some kind of compelling logic that it's more mistaber for a steady erva to aser an incoming Nachris, than for a steady Nachris to become Aser from an incoming Achos Isha. So from the first Mishnah, the Nachris, which is the steady wife, becomes Aser from the incoming Achos Isha through Maimer, then all the more so in the second Mishnah, where the Achos Isha is the steady wife, and the Nachris is being married to the Balei Achoyos, certainly it should Aser through Maimer. Lo kol shekein. So the Gemara says something like a historical point over here. The historical point was, Tana hach Tana Bereisha. First, it taught that one first. Tana hach Tana Bresha. The Tana taught that teaching first. That teaching refers to the second Mishnah. That one of the Balei Achoyos, that the Nasoi Nachris died, and she falls to one of the Balei Achoyos, and the steady Achos Isha is going to Aser the Nachris when the Balei Achoyos does Maimer. And actually, the Tana held that in the first Mishnah, the halacha would not be true. That in fact, if the Nasoi Nachris was married to the Nachris, and then he did Maimer to an Achos Isha, it would not Aser. Tana hach Tana Bereisha. It taught this teaching first, the second Mishnah. Vahach, and the first Mishnah, Chazila Atera. It held it was Mutter, Vasharya, and it held it was permitted. And then the Tana changed his mind. Vahadar Chazya Li Sura. And then he switched his mind and he said, you know what, in that first case, it's going to be Aser. Meaning the Tana, actually, right, the first Mishnah is the bigger Chiddush, because even though you were originally married to the Nachris, and then comes in an oncoming Achos Isha, Bezika, then it comes in an incoming Achos Isha with Maimer, the Tana held that the halacha would be, in the first case, that it would not Aser the Nachris. And the Tana only listed the second Mishnah. Then the Tana changed his mind and held that even the steady woman, if she's the nachrus, she's going to become usher b'maimer from with the oncoming achos isha. But that teaching was so beloved to the Tana because it was a chiddush, so it then taught it first. Once it taught it first, it makes the second Mishnah obsolete. But the second Mishnah was taught already. It was grandfathered in. Once it was grandfathered in, we're not going to remove it from the text of the Mishnah. It says Gemara.
Is this any different than any lois
v'afzer? One second. V'aydi dechavivile. Once it's beloved, akdima, it advanced it. U'mishnah lois zazim come in. The second Mishnah did not move from its place. So Asi is asking, so why the Gemara should just give a simple answer. Eina chanami. Once you're saying that the first Mishnah is a bigger chiddush, so just say the style of the Mishnah is loizu afsu. Then Asi, not loizu afsu. Zu ve'ein sarach loimar zu. No, isn't that the style? Taisvis. So Rav Nosson is saying third Taisvis. B'shar mekoymes ein dochek loymar kein. Ela oymar zuv ein tzorch loymar zuv katani. V'kan dochek loymar kein lefi shabava shlema deloy tzricha hi. Taisa is saying a gvaldiga svara, a gvaldiga taras. You can't say loizu, loizu ve'ein tzach loimar zu. Zu ve'ein, because it has a whole scenario again. Nochamal, three brothers, two of them married. What are we going through the whole thing again? If it was just saying in the style of zu ve'ein tzach loimar zu, it would just give the scenario one time, three brothers, and it wouldn't have to repeat. It would just start from the middle. In other words, the fact that it went through the whole thing, it must be there's actually more to it than Zuvein Sarchloi Mazu. I would have said the reason the Gemara didn't do that because it's a doichek Zuvein Sarchloi Mazu. This is a better teretz. Why did Tosfos have to even say that over here you can't say Zuvein Sarchloi? We don't never like to say Zuvein Sarchloi. It's not Loizu Afsu, it's Zuvein Sarchloi Merzu. L'chor, it's because why don't we sometimes have this teretz that our Gemara gives in other places when Gemara asks, the second Mishnah is not needed. The Gemara says, really? We held that the first Mishnah wasn't true and then we switched our mind. Usually we don't have that. I guess that's because we have an easy way out. We could just answer Zuvein Sachlar Mazu, but here we don't have that Torah, so we have to come up with this historical pshat. Okay, weiter. Zok de Mishnah. Shloisha Achin, three brothers. Shnai Me'em Noit Nasun Shtei Achayas. Two of them married to two. Sizvach Nasun Nachras. Meis Echod Mi Balei Achayas. Now, let's say Shimon dies. Vekanas nasoi nachras es ishtai. And Levi marries Rachel. So now Levi's married to Rachel and Shprinsa. Umesa ishtai shalsheni. And now Shimon's wife dies. In other words, again, what happened over here? Three brothers, two married to two sisters, one married to a stranger. Shimon died, and Levi, who is married to Shprinsa, married Rachel, and then Umesa Ishtoi Shosheni. Shimon's wife died, meaning Rachel died. Levi did Yibum to Rachel, and then Rachel died. V'yachar kach meis nosoi nachras, and then Levi died. So this woman, Shprinsa, is no longer Tsaras Achois Ishtoi of Ruvain, right? Harizu asura alav ilam. She is asur to him forever. Ho v'nesu alav sha achas. Since once upon a time, let's think for a moment. When Shimon died, Rachel was asur to Reuven. Yeah. When Shimon died, Rachel was asur to Reuven because Reuven was. Rachel was asur to Reuven Because Rachel was Reuven's sister-in-law. Reuven was married to Leah. So now what happened was, so Rachel was usher to him. And now Rachel does Yibam to Levi. And now Levi dies. So Rachel remains usher. Why? Because Rachel is what we call an Eishes Ach Shein Loi Heter. Rachel was Shimon's wife. To Reuven, Rachel was Shimon's wife. And when Rachel fell to Reuven, it was an Eishes Ach that doesn't have a Heter. So even though Rachel died, Rachel died, and now Levi died, and Shprinza is falling to Reuven, so you would say Shprinza should be able to do it. Now, who's Asur Oilamis, by the way, when the Mishnah says Asur Oilamis? Shprinza, right? The Tzara. Even though she's not a Tzara at the time of Yibam, she's not a Tzara. But she was together in marriage. She fell. She was a co-wife of Rachel. They were both married to Levi. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said they were Rav to explain this Mishnah. Kol Yavama she'ena nikaraba b'shas nefilo Yavama yava yaleh. Any Yavama that at the time she fell, I don't call on her. The Yavam should come to her. Meaning any woman at the time that she fell, the Yavam can do Yibam to her. Arei keishasach she'esh salbanum v'asura. That is how Rav explained this Mishnah. So Gemara asks, what are you told? Rav just repeating the words of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, Harezu asura lav elamas, hoven asura lav sha'achas. Yeah? That's the words of the Mishnah. What do we need an Amoira for? You know? We need a big Amoira. Ah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. The Pshat over here is, Kol Yivam Shinani Karba, Shazmin Yivam Yavale. What do we need this shir for? The Mishnah said the whole thing already. The Mishnah says, Harezu asura lav elamas, hoven asura lav sha'achas. Says Gemara, Ma'od Tei Mahani Milahecha Dolei Echaz Yalei Benefila Rishayna. I would think that the logic of the Mishnah is, since in the whole first Nefila, when Shimon died and Rachel fell to Reuven, at all points of time she was Aser to Reuven, so she remains Aser them forever. Avalahecha Dechaz Yalei Benefila Rishayna. But what if when Shimon died, Rachel was permitted to Reuven? How could such a thing be? Let's say, his wife died after his brother died. What would an example be? Who could explain this? I would think, when do we say Kol Yavama She'enani Karla B'Shas Nefila Yavama Yavala Rekeshes Achis Abanim? That's only if she was usher during the whole first Nefila. But let's say she was permitted B'Nefila Rishayna. Again, let's get the case clear. Shimon died, and Levi married Rachel, and then
I think the case is Levi didn't marry yet, and Reuven died.
That what?
And Reuven's wife died. Levi was not miyavim yet, and Reuven's wife died. So during the Nefila Rishayna, she's mutter to Reuven.
So before Levi, Shimon died. And then Shimon died, and then Reuven's wife died at that point in time. So, thank you. So during the period, so even though it wasn't at the onset of Rachel falling to Reuven, but at some period of the Nefila, Nassim's explaining that Eshes Reuven died, so she was not Achos Isha throughout the first Nefila. And then what happened? Did Levi marry her? Or Stam? Levi never had to marry her. When Rashi says, Let's say his wife died after the death of his brother. And Levi never married her. So you would think that's not a situation. The Mishnah says, but maybe that's only if you were usher throughout the Nefilah. So Ema Tishteri, Kamash Malon, that Rav is saying, Kol Yuvam Shani Karba B'Shas Nefila. It's not just Hovenesel of Sha'achas. You have to be Mutter at the moment of the Nefila. And even if Eshes Ruvain dies after Shimon died, she would still be Aser forever. Says the Gemara, Hanami Tishteri, Hanami Tanina. This Chiddush we also learned. Where did we learn this chiddush? We learned this chiddush on Daf Lamed Beis. Shnei achin nesuim shtei achayos. Two brothers married to two sisters. Meisa echad mehem. One of them died. So now, what happens? Achos isha is falling to you. V'achakach meisa isha shosheni. Harezu asur levalon. Someone else of sha'achas. So we already know that it's not enough just to be usher throughout the Nefila, but if you were usher at the moment of Nefila, then you don't become mutter, says Gemara. There it's different. You know why there it's different? Over there, it's true you were usher at the time of the Nefila, but there was no other brother that you were zakuk to keep you in the game. But in this case, if let's say, you would think that if let's say Shimon died, and then Eshes Ruvain died, and then Levi did Yibum to Eshes Shimon, you would think, since in the interim the Achos Ishtai was Zakuk to Levi, so she's still in the game, you would think that in this case, the tsara should be mutter. In other words, is it important? Look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, I honami tanita. Didn't we learn this chiddush as well? That if you're usher for a moment, you remain usher. Shnei achin asum shnei achayos. Two brothers married to two sisters. Meis echameim. If one of them dies, v'achakach meis ishto shosheni. And then the wife of the second one dies. Harezu asura elav elamas. Then you're going to be usher forever. Hovenesel of sha'achas. Says more ma'udetema hasam hu de'idchilei mayhai beisa lagamri. There, in that case, you're completely pushed away from that house. Rashi says, shenafla. The woman fell. The ein kan acher. There's no one else for her to go to. Elazah, the balachaisa, the husband of her sister. So nidchas, she's pushed away. Umiftur alushav and iftar alushuk. She's mutter tushuk. The ein olet sad zika oid. Her zika cannot be restored again. However, aval hacha dulo yirchile mahay beisel gamri. Here in this case, what's the case? Two brothers married to two sisters, one married to a Nachris, and one Shimon died, and then Levi married Eshes Shimon, and then your wife dies. So Ishtoi Shosheni is who?
I think Levi did it, wasn't Miyabim yet. And the point is that this woman still is not pushed Lagami Mibesa because Levi can still be Miyabim her.
When the Mishnah says, Umesa Ishtoi Shosheni, what is that talking about? You have three brothers. Two of them married to two sisters. One is married to a Nachris, and Shimon died. And then, Vikanas Nasai Nachris, as Ishtoi. So Levi married Esha Shimon. Umesa Ishtoi Shosheni. What does that mean, Umesa Ishtoi Shosheni?
Shprinza dies.
Which sister?
In other words, Shimon dies. Now you have a fight. This woman falls to Yibum to Levi, not to Reuven, because it's a fight issue.
Right.
But then Reuven's wife dies.
Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife? Or Levi's?
Reuven's wife dies. No, Reuven's wife.
Reuven.
So
this lady is no longer Achais Ishtai.
Why is it Reuven? Why isn't it the Achais Ishtai?
That's the Chiddush.
So Shani is the second brother.
Shani, what do you mean the second brother?
Reuven's the second brother.
So Reuven's wife dies. And now two women are... two. What?
That's what Nelson is saying, that Shani means that Reuven's the second brother, I think.
So Shani means that that Reuven's wife dies, and now two women are falling to him. The old Achos Ishtai and the Tzaras Achos Ishtai. Right? That's...
Levi never was Miyabin. Levi's still alive.
No, that's not... No, that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is Levi died. Right?
Not this Mishnah.
Avada. The Mishnah said... Here, look in the Mishnah. Shloisha Achen. Look in the Mishnah. Let's get the Mishnah's case clear. Shloisha Achen. Shnai mehem nesu and shtei achayis. Echad nasoi nachris. Meis echad mi bali achayis. So Shimon died. V'kanas nasoi nachris as ishtai. And Levi married Eishas Shimon. So Levi is now married to Rachel and Shprinza. Umesa ishtai shel sheni. So we're saying Reuven's wife died. Yeah? Now, va'achakach meis nasir nachras. For sure, Levi died. That's the case of the Mishnah. So, harizu asur alav elamis. Since the harizu asur elamis is not Shprinza. It's Rachel. Yeah, let's get the case of the Mishnah. Yeah, Levi did yibum to Rachel, and then Leah died. Right, that's the case. Leah died. And we're saying Rachel is Aser to Reuven, because since she was Aser to him the first time she fell, she remains Aser to him the second time. Right? That's so the Gemara had a kasha. That the Gemara says the rationale of this is any Yavama that's not considered Yavama Tamen Nefila, so she's like an Eishes Ach. So Rachel was an Eishes Ach when she fell from Shemain, so she remains an Eishes Ach when she falls from Levi. So the Gemara says that's what the Mishnah said. What are you adding? So the Gemara says I would have thought that's if she was not fit the first time. But what if Leah died? What if Leah died after Shimon died? In other words, Shimon died, and Rachel fell to Reuven, and at that point in time, Leah died. So I would think she should become mutter. So the Gemara says, we already had that exact case. Two brothers married to two sisters, and then Shimon dies, and then Eishes Reuven dies, so she remains also forever. So the Gemara is saying like this, I would have thought the reason why after Reuven's wife dies, he's still also to Eishes Shimon, is because this Eishes Shimon had nowhere to go when Eishes Shimon had nowhere to go when Shimon died originally. When Shimon died, Eishes Shimon had nowhere to go, so she's out of the house. Masha'in came in this case, where when Shimon died, Eishes Shimon could have gone to Levi. And in fact, she did go to Levi. Levi was Miyabim her. So I would have thought like this. When Shimon died, and Shimon is Zakuk to Reuven, the thing is, Reuven can't marry her because she's Achos Ishtai. And then Reuven's wife died. So at this point of time, we already know he can't do Yibam. But once Levi does Yibam to her, and then Levi dies, I would think now Reuven could do Yibam to what? To Eishes Levi. Is it, one second, so is it only after Levi does Yibam or even before?
The Gemara says both. Ani min hefid lois chazan up lefila rishayna, that's when Levi did the Yibam and died. But the second case, al hefa, is chazula benach lefila rishayna, which means Levi was not yet miyabim, and Reuven's wife died, so that during the lefila rishayna, this woman should be mutter to Reuven, because it's no longer achayis ishtai, still doesn't. You might think it's mutter, it doesn't work.
So you would think
the Mishnah's case is where Levi did Yibum.
Yeah, I think so.
Yibum or Rav's case is Levi didn't do Yibum.
No, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is going on the Mishnah.
He's adding to the Mishnah.
He's explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah is where Levi did Yibam. So the Gemara had a kasha. What's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's lamdus? The Mishnah says the lamdus. So the Gemara says, I would have thought. What's the Mahu de Tema? Mahu de Tema in the Mishnah Mahu de Tema that the Mishnah's case is Dafka because she was never fit. But if she was fit, for example, if Eshes Ruvain died originally, I would have thought that she becomes Muteres. So that the Gemara is saying, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, what's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav saying? We already know the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav from the case of Shnei Achen Asun Shnei Achais. Let's read Rashi one more time. The last Rashi. Aval Heicha Dolei Idchi Mehai Beisa Lagamri B'Shas Nefila. But where you were not pushed up from this house completely at the time of the Nefila, Shahayasham Nasei Nachris Uzakuka Liyibim. So she was Zakuk to Yibam to Levi. So I would have thought, Ema Migu Dechazio Lenasei Nachris Adayin Zikasa Leha V'chimesa Achoysa V'oide B'Nefila Tisyabim Leze B'Nefila. That means even before Levi did Yibam, yeah, L'chayra. Even before. So let's get the Cheshvan. The Mishnah is talking about a case, three brothers, two were married to two sisters, one was married to Shprinsa. Shimon died, and Levi was Miyabim, his wife. Levi was Miyabim, who? Rachel. And then Reuven's wife died, which means there was never a moment in time, ever, 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 that when Shimon died, Reuven was mutter to this woman, right? In the case of the Mishnah, was there ever a moment of time when Shimon died that Reuven was mutter? No. And then Levi did Yibam. So Rachel remains eternally aser to Reuven, since why? Hal v'nesar lav sha'achas. Because was there ever a moment of time that Eshes Shimon became, that Eshes Shimon was mutter to Reuven? No, because the entire time Reuven was married to Leah. Leah never died in the Mishnah. Actually, Leah did die. Leah died after Levi married Rachel.
During the entire Nefila, during the entire first Nefila, there was never a shot.
During the entire first, why? Because Leah died after Levi married Rachel, right? Leah died after Levi married Rachel. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav comes and says, "Kol yivam mishen yikaru v'shas nefilu v'am yaleh areiz keshes avshir sobanim." Now, the Gemara Akasha, what's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav adding? So the Gemara says the Chiddush of Yehuda Amar Rav is for a case where the woman became mutter to you later on in the Nefila. How's that? Where Eshes Reuven died when? Before Levi married Eshes Shimon?
Correct.
Right, before Levi did Yibam.
So Gemara says, I already know that. So what's the Gemara's final answer? The Gemara's final answer is, the Chiddush of Yehuda Amar Rav is that in a situation where Eshes Reuven died before Levi did Yibam, I would think that he can now do Yibam. Why? Because there was a moment in this Nefila where she had somewhere to go. But the chiddush of Yehuda of Amar Yehuda Marav is not for the case of the Mishnah, right? Because the case of the Mishnah is Levi did do Yibam, and the Chiddush of Yehuda Merav is for a case where Levi didn't do Yibam. So why in the world is Rabbi Yehuda Merav saying a Chiddush on a Mishnah? I mean, what Rabbi Yehuda Merav is saying has nothing to do with the Mishnah. So what's the man doing? The Mishnah says one halacha, and Rabbi Yehuda Merav gets up and he says, by the way, I want everybody to know that any Yavama the Sheina Nikarba Shazmu Yavama Yavalea, she's like an Ashes Achshesh Abanim. What's that case? That's the case where Levi doesn't do Yibam. And if Levi doesn't do Yibam, even if Ashes Ruvain dies, still you can't do Yibam to Ashes Shemaim.
The memory was said on this mishnah specifically. We had this, it was brought down in Chavzayin and Rebbeis also.
So he wasn't explaining the Mishnah. He just said a statement and we're bringing it on the Mishnah. I mean, it's a random thought that he said. Interesting. Okay. Vayter, let's do a little bit more. Says the next Mishnah. Shloisha Achim, three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesun shtechas, two are married to two sisters. Vecha nasi nachras. Gireish echad mi balei achayos es ishtai. So, here's the story. Shimon divorced his wife. Shimon divorced Rachel. Umeis nasi nachras, and Levi died. The Kansa Hamagaresh, and Shimon, who divorced Rachel, married Shprinsa. Umeis, and then Shimon died. Zuhi Shamro, about such a case, they said, V'kulan Shamesu, anyone who dies, in Iskarshu, or gets divorced, or Sarasen Mutarais, that Sarah is Mutar. Yeah, remember this? We had this in Beis Amud Beis. So basically, Shimon divorced Achos Ishtai of Reuven before he married Shprinsa. Says Gemara, Taima de Girish Vacher Kachmes. The reason why Reuven can marry Shprinsa is because he divorced Rachel and then he dies. Avo Meis. Taima de Girish, because he divorced her Vacher Kachmes and then. Who died? He divorced her, and then Levi died. So Levi, at no point, so Shprinsa was not even the tzara of Rachel Bezika. Avomeis, but let's say Levi died. V'achaka Girish, and then Shimon divorced Rachel. Asura. Then Shprinsa is Aser to Reuven, because Shprinsa was. You hear the case? It's because he divorced Rachel and then Levi died. But if let's say Levi died, so now Shprinsa is Zakuk to Shemain, and then he divorced Rachel, Asura. Then they're going to be Asur to Reuven. Amravashi is Oisemeres, Yesh Zika, Filu Betreyachi. From here we see there's Zika even when they're two brothers. Because it's only because you divorced her and then Levi died. But if Levi would have died first and then you would have divorced the Achos Ishtai, it would be a problem. So it's a Raya, even though she's technically falling to two brothers, the Yesh Zika. And the problem is, if Rav Nachman said on the first Mishnah, Zoy Soymeres ain Zika filo b'characha. Ula Rav Ashi, kashed Rav Nachman, according to Rav Ashi, this question, Rav Nachman was medayik from the first Mishnah, there's no Zika even by one brother. Because let's go back to the first Mishnah, you have three brothers, two are married to two sisters, one was married to a Nachris, and one of the Balei Achoyos died, and Levi married his wife, and then he dies. So the first one is Achos Ishtai, and the second is the Tzara. But if he would have done Maimar, to Eishes Shemayin, then the Nachris is Chaletzes V'lai Misyabemes. Let's say he wouldn't have done Maimer. It's Mashma, the Nachris, you could do Yibam, but what about Zika? Oh, it's all right, ain't Zika, filo b'chad. So here in this Mishnah, it's Mashma, there's Zika even betray. Says the Gemara, now we're saying there's Zika even betray, so then why did the first Mishnah have to say Maimer? Even if you didn't do Maimer, you would not be able to do Yibam to the Nachris. Amar l'charav Ashi, who adin da afagav de lo yavad b'maimer. The same halach would apply even if you didn't do Maimer. Nachris mechlitz chaltz yivu minami lam yami, you couldn't do Yibam to the Nachris, because again, the case would have been, Shimon died, and the Achos Isha falls to Levi, and the Achos Isha renders Shprinza, Saras, Achos Ishto, Bezika. V'hadik tani Maimer, because Beis Shammai would say, Maimer makes it, you can't even do Chalitza, because it's a Kenyan Gomer. Lafuki Beis Shammai, Domer, Maimer, Koina, Kenyan Gomer, Kamash Malon, Deloike Beis Shammai. So it comes to teach that Beis Shammai is not correct. All right, whoever said Yivamis was hard, how is it hard, right? It's pretty hard. Okay. You know, this week's parasha is the parasha of Yibam, right? Where you have Yehuda gets married, and he has two sons, and the two boys, they do Yibam, and then they both die, and Yehuda is waiting to do Yibam to Tamar, and the whole Malchus Beis David gets built through Yibam. And the Rashi Tevois of the opening words of this week's parasha, Vayeshev, Yaakov, Be'eretz, Megure, is Yibam. Rashi Tevois Yibam. It's the parasha of Yibam. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great night. Thanks for helping out with the Gemara here. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.